Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I'm just to be mended.
happy Monday. I hope you all are in the house tonight. So wherever you from tonight, whether you're from Facebook, MySpace, Blogger, Tumblr, Twitter, Scout, Tag, wherever you're tuning in tonight, folks, we want to welcome you, all our United States listeners, callers, chat boarders, all our international listeners, callers, and chat boarders, and my Facebook Live, folks. We want to welcome you because you are now tuning in to Lady Tell All. And we just got through jamming the press. Hey, so what's going on? And on top of that, let me get my partner in the house because it just ain't right if I don't have my partner in the house. So, Miss Jenna, are you in the house, girlfriend? Okay, now she quiet. Now, see, this is why.
I'm in the house.
Her pay. See,
no,
Miss Jenna.
It's no docking, no pay. I'm multitasking. I'm kind of like in multitasking. Being a jack of all trades.
See, she multitasking, but that's how Miss Jenna is. Miss Jenna be multitasking and doing all kinds of fabulous stuff, okay? But anyway, since you are in the house, Miss Jenna, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing wonderful. It's Monday, you know, in the land of the living. Some of us weren't as fortunate to see another day, but, you know, I thank God for that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. How was your Mother's Day weekend, Miss Jenna?
It was relaxing. I really enjoyed myself. It was relaxing.
See, she said it was relaxing. She enjoyed herself. So I hope you all out there enjoyed yourself on Mother's Day. I hope you got exactly what you wanted. I hope you did exactly what you wanted. I hope you were surrounded with the right people that you wanted to have around you. That's always a good thing. You want all that good vibe thing coming in, you know? So, but Miss Jenna, you was relaxing and stuff. Did you do anything special or you just chilled out? Okay, see?
Okay.
We know she multitasking.
It wasn't anything in particular that that I requested, but you know, it was great company. I didn't have to worry about cooking anything, and I really appreciated that. You know, you offer things, but I had lots of laughs. We had lots of laughs and just plenty of food, and it was just wonderful. It was just a really good time.
Wow! Now that's what I like to hear. So I hope all of you had an awesome time. I mean, really, you know, Mother's Day is special, even though Mother's Day should be celebrated every single day. Okay, but I don't mind the special day put to the side for us mothers. So if all of you mothers out there had a wonderful day, hey, what more can I say? And, of course, you know, I was trying to do it up, okay, because I had two things back to back. But let me say this before we get into our topic tonight, because our topic is hot, okay? It's hot, okay? And you all see the topic. So I don't even have to really go into it because you already know the topic. And the thing is that you just need to call into the show or drop your, if you're on Facebook Live and catching me on Facebook Live, you can drop your comments right up under this broadcast. Feel free to share this broadcast if you want because we are live on Ladies Tell All on Blog Talk Radio right now, tonight, next, like now. So do what you got to do. But this topic is hot, and let's just say we know a lot of people don't been in this situation, and there are some people in this situation. So, yeah, y'all need to call on in and talk, and I'm going to drop the digits in just a few so you all can write that number down and call on in, okay? So let me reflect back. First of all, I want to make sure I say happy birthday to all the May babies. Next week, I'm going to drop another announcement on there. So if you all want a birthday shout out, please, by all means, when you see that sign, for that posting, especially on Facebook, folks. Make sure you go on there, drop your name, drop somebody's name, whoever it is. I'm going to pull all those names, and I'm going to give all of them birthday shout-outs, okay? Right here on Ladies Tell All, me and Miss Jenna going to shout you out. So make sure you do that when I drop that, maybe for our Thursday show. Let's reflect back. Last week we had, you know, the birthday party bash, and we had a ball. Miss Jenna and comedian Micah and Mark Y and Lisa Watts and my girl Millie Holmes was up in the house. I think James Deshay was in the house as well. Daryl was listening and watching through Facebook Live, but we had a ball last Thursday night. It was crazy. So if you all missed it, trust me, it is on my page. Just scroll down or either go to Miss Cassie, host of Ladies Tell All page, and you can check out the broadcast from there. But we had, it was like a two-part, okay? We had a ball. It was just too much fun. And Millie, Miss Jenna, Millie was bringing some good questions.
Millie was trying to make a love connection.
Yes, Millie was trying to make a love connection with Micah, because once she found out he was bald-headed, it was like, oh. She must have a thing for bald-headed men. I ain't mad, because if you
well,
call
you know,
dark and handsome.
Right, you know they in, you know. Sure, you ain't got to worry about pulling nothing. All you got to do is just rub.
That's right, because bald-headed is in. Well, let me say this. Most guys that I know that are bald-headed, Miss Jenna, they keep it up. You know, they make sure they get that nice shade and shined up and, you know, all that one. But you got to have the right hair to do it. Not see, there are some guys that are bald-headed, they need to grow their hair back because it ain't becoming. But then, but then there are some men who are just, drop dead gorgeous. Bald-headed all day and drop dead gorgeous. Woo, this makes you just want to, okay, we ain't going to go there, Miss Jenna.
Let the L.I.G.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, a little bit too much information for y'all folks. A little bit too much, but we had a very good show last Thursday, and it was off the chain, and we just had a bunch of laughs. So, hey, kudos to everybody that called in last week, last Thursday. It was on. The party was on, and let me get some things, because, you know, everybody was posting to my page, happy birthday, Miss Cassie, and leaving me birthday messages. Some people jumping into my inbox and leaving me messages, and I appreciate every single last one of them. But they started saying, happy belated birthday. Now, I know everybody don't pay attention to stuff on people's pages, unless you're some butterball naked woman or something. You ain't going to see that on my page. But anyway, and so I had to go back. At first, I caught myself going under comments and saying, birthday celebration ain't over with. And it just got tiring. So I said, okay. Then I was going into my inbox and saying, I said, okay, we're going to have to cut this. So today I posted a picture, and it says birthday celebration from May 7th to September 30th. So, this is how this works out. My celebration kicks off on May 7th. It does not end until the 30th of September, which means at any time during that time frame, you all can post happy birthday on my page, in my inbox. Post happy birthday October 1st, your ass is late. Then that's when it's a belated, happy belated birthday. That's when it's happy belated birthday. Now, there's a little girl that just popped in. Yeah, I call her a little girl because she ain't but that big. Melissa, Miss Jenna Melissa's birthday is today. She's probably every bit of 15.
I done went on and wished her a happy birthday, many blessings and all that. Melissa doing out there doing her thing.
I know she is. See, she probably every bit of 16 years old, but anyway, you know.
You told me she's older than that.
Yeah, yeah. She don't look that though. She looked like she's 16. She said she's 30. She said 32, baby. Okay, see, Melissa, I'm gonna drop you down to 13. You're talking about she's 32, looking like she's 13 for real. But Melissa is doing her thing. She's an author. And her books are off the chain, folks, so watch out for her stuff. We'll be posting some stuff up when it comes, so watch out for the stuff, okay? But we had a blast. Like I said, we had a blast last Thursday, and I see some of my people rolling in now. Go ahead and feel free to share this broadcast. You can still share it and all that wonderful stuff. I see Miss Penny Arnold is in the house. How you doing, Penny? I see my girl Donna Walters is in the house. Melissa's in the house. And, of course, we also have, you know what, when you're on Facebook Live, it's crazy. But you can have people watching you, and their name don't pop in. But we see the numbers. Okay, so that's real funny. So I want to say good evening to you all as well, the ones who are watching and not saying anything. Oh, well, okay. Okay, well, see, Melissa, okay, she's releasing her inspiration calendar soon. You know what, Miss Jill, you know Miss Melissa been doing some modeling. You seen some of them hot pictures she's been putting up?
That's not even what you call modeling. You're going to have to call the fire department.
I know. Yeah, we need to call the fire department and put a hose on them and put her out. She be the fire just. Yeah, we saw you, Melissa. We saw you, girl. We saw you. Showing her leg, girl. She's showing leg and all kinds of stuff.
She was showing everything.
But then
she looked fantastic. She looks fabulous.
Yeah, that's true. But then, you know what, Miss Jenny, you see some of those shots she be doing where she, like, dressed up in a gown and stuff, showing her legs and stuff, but then she looking real devious. You seen one of those?
Yeah, she getting kind of illustrious with a lot of stuff, yo.
Yeah, with a lot of stuff, like, you know, some scary stuff coming out the treehouse book. Okay, I'm just putting it out there.
We gotta keep an eye on her and that treehouse.
Yes, and that fire. You see that firefighter that she had standing beside her, like she get ready to chop him up or something. Yeah,
I need to know what fire station they at.
Me too. I need to know too, so we can go and find out who it is and get an interview and see what they did behind it. Yeah, I'm gonna get the scoop. You, Melissa, you might well go. I'm gonna get the scoop. It's summertime. I'm gonna get the scoop. So y'all watch out.
We ain't started no fires, but we wanna always have somebody on hand.
Yes, indeed it. Yes, indeed it. It seems like she know a whole lot of them, Pete. Now, for anybody that wants to go check out Melissa's stuff, she just dropped her website, so go check it out. It's www.treehousetheories.com. Go check it out. Trust me, her books feel a little scary. Okay, so don't read that book at night. Read in broad daylight, about 800 people around you. Okay, I'm just saying, just put it out there like that. She got one of them books. Look like somebody will reach out, the character will reach out the book and grab your ass and do something to you. That's a dangerous book. That's a dangerous book. But anyway, we gonna get to the main thing that's going on. And like I said tonight, we got a hot topic. Miss Jenna, won't you give us that topic? And then after Miss Jenna give us that topic, we're gonna get into it. But I'll get a number out so you all can call in and be a part of it and give us your opinion. and hang out with us for a minute. So, Miss Jenna.
Tonight, Miss Cassie, we dealing with lies, deceit, all that good stuff. But it's how can a person overcome lies and deceit so that they can move on and start, you know, trusting again?
Now, see, so y'all heard that topic. Now, here's the number, okay? Pay attention. The number to dial, 805-727-7101. And press 1 to get into the caller queue so you can join us. One more time, 805-727-7101, and press 1 to get into that caller queue. Now, Penny popped up and said prayer. Well, I don't know, Penny, after you hear what we talked about, you might need a little bit more in prayer. But anyway, Miss Jenna, you start us off, because you know you, hey, this is your topic. Start us off.
Miss Cassie, but this topic right here, I just listened to a few people and some things that they had, and it's like, you know, they were contradictory on their actions and their words.
Wow.
And, you know, if you're in a relationship, is you have to deal with trust. Trust is the main thing that we all abide by. Trust, whether you're in with their children, anybody.
Exactly.
You have to have trust. So, with that being said, you know, how can you be? I just want to put this out here and see if somebody can answer and call in and see how you feel about this. How can you be in a relationship for 2 years with someone and then come to find out you were in a whole other relationship with several other people at the same time?
Ooh. Wow.
So,
okay.
Right. Yeah, So when all the, let's say, when all the, you know, SHIT hit the fan, shit, it's like, You caught up in the middle of this and like, I didn't do that. No, she lying or he lying. I wasn't with them. They lying. You know, they just crazy.
Right.
So all of a sudden, the other person is crazy when they're coming out with the truth and telling the truth because you've been lying. It's no sense of lying if you're a man or you're a woman.
Exactly.
You've been dealing. You get caught. You have to go ahead and face facts, face reality.
Woo! Yes.
Face facts and face reality, because to me personally, the more you lie, the further you dig yourself into shit. This is the way that I feel, and that's one thing that I can't stand. I can't stand a liar. I cannot stand a liar.
There's a lot of people in that situation right now, Miss Jenna. There's a whole lot of people in that situation right now. Can't get out. Some of them don't want to get out.
Well, I know they say they want to get out, but then they don't. They're not doing anything to get out of that situation. If you really want out of a situation that you're in, then you have to be honest. Then here's another thing. So you don't really want to be bothered with someone, and you're sitting there with them, and all of a sudden, have you ever gotten butt dialed, Miss Cassie,
for new one on me?
what I mean by that is that somebody, say for instance, somebody is have their phone in their pocket or have their phone somewhere. and you're in a relationship with them and the truth about how they feel about you comes out. So, you know, of course you're going to throw, a woman is going to throw a tyrant and be like, oh, you just leaving me. Why do you want to leave me for somebody else? You're cheating on me.
Exactly.
And then a man hears that, he's gonna be in his feelings. she's going to be discouraged, she's going to be hurt, and you're going to be all types of bitches, whores, and everything like that. But just face the fact, the truth that you, I mean, you're, why be in a relationship that you feel like you're in a dead end? It's stuck.
There's
no sense
in
being in a relationship with
you. That's okay, true. Now, you got some people... from Facebook Live, they're commenting. Melissa says, preach it, without trust, there is no relationship. And Penny Arnold says, know who you are. As women, we sometimes allow ourselves to be hoodwinked. Ooh, Lord. Then one day we wake up. Ooh, Lord.
Exactly. Exactly. But as if you have been, if somebody has told you and you overheard a conversation about exactly how they feel about you, then, okay, what would be your next decision? Are you going to decide to stay in that relationship, or are you going to try to proceed to go ahead and move on? Okay, I know how you really feel. Yeah, that was a stinger. I'm glad I know how you feel. So it's time for me to move on instead of fighting, staying in a relationship, making somebody else miserable. I can't stay somewhere where I'm miserable. I'm sorry.
That's deep, Miss Jenna.
It's very deep. Because if you're not happy in a relationship or any situation, you need to be honest. Because you're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting the other person as well. You have to be honest. Don't try to hold on to a relationship or continue a relationship with somebody because you're trying to make them happy. What about yourself?
That's true. That's true. But, you know, it's so many people, you know, feeling that they have to deceive. And I think the worst thing is this, is when you're in a relationship with somebody, you decide, okay, we're going to take it to the next level and be just about us, and the moment you get in the relationship and everything is going well, you feel it's going fine, and then you start finding out stuff, and then you start asking them instead of going to somebody else because you hurt somebody, you start asking them, you know, what's going on? Who is this person? Why is this person calling you? Or why is this person, you know, doing whatever, and you, instead of, you know, being truthful, you lie about it when the person is asking you these questions already knows you lying.
Exactly.
That is bad. That see, here's my thing.
We got a call in the queue, too, but go ahead and say what you got to say, Ms. Cassidy, then we'll go ahead and bring
okay.
you in.
Men and women do it. I don't want to say, you know, men are famous for doing it, but Lord have mercy, they are. And they will make you seem like you crazy. You know, they'll say things, you crazy. You know, I told you, that isn't anybody but you. I don't know why you keep trying to bring up these imaginary things. They say all this stuff. They belittle you all at the same time and, you know, make you think, okay, well, maybe he really isn't doing anything. And when the truth of the matter, he is out here doing something he ain't got no business doing. Instead of being a man at the, you know, saying, look, I am messing around on you. I thought that, you know, me and you were going to click or whatever the case may be, but I'm dealing with this person here. You know, my thing is, why can't you just be honest? Why you got to be so damn deceitful in your lying? When somebody asks you, you holler, you a grown-ass man or you a grown-ass woman, how come you can't answer the question and give the right answer to a grown-ass question? Why can't you just come out and say, hey, yes, I'm cheating. We can't stay together because I'm cheating. But then again, you got some women and you got some men that they so wrapped up and obsessed with that person that they decide, oh, well, you know, we've been together for a long time. I love you. They comfortable with you, and they scared to be without you. When I see people like that, you know, to me that's a sign of insecurity. That, and you should never let someone take you to that level.
I don't care if you've been in a relationship for 15 years. I don't care if you've been a married relationship for 20 years. Can't find out, and you approach them and you ask them, and they constantly lie to you. I don't care how many kids you got with them. It's time to do something different. You know, prayer can change things. Don't get me wrong. But you need to understand this too. Yes, prayer changes things. But a lot of times we don't wait and let God pick that right person for us because we're too busy out here choosing that person for us. We don't let him do what he needs to do. We do it. So when we do it, we mess it up. You know, you can pray all day long. I would say pray for yourself. Pray that you can forgive so you can move the hell on. That's what I would say. That's just me. So, Ms. Jenna, bring our caller in. Okay, did Ms. Jenna just disappear? Oh, my. All right, I guess Ms. Jenna disappeared for a hot second or something happened. But
Ms. Kathy.
Okay, who is this?
Miss Melissa Johnson.
Melissa.
You just said all my words, girl.
You tell me what you think about this. I read some of your comments, but what do you think about stuff like this? I mean, deceitful and lying. What did you tell me something? Tell me something good, Melissa.
You know, I think that honestly, we all of us go through this at some point of our lives. We are all faced with a liar. It doesn't matter if there is a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend. It doesn't matter. It is there. But it comes down to, like you said, you got to find yourself. If you can't find yourself, you're never going to be fully happy. And if you have to seriously wonder and go and search if your man, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever is cheating or anything, then it's not for you. You're not happy. And don't bring down that person's life and ruin your own because you're just going to lose yourself all the way.
Woo! You got a point.
People need to realize that what is in front of them is not the picture. They got to look at the big picture of this freaking world. So many people are locked in that little flipping circle, and that's what they think they need to live with. And that ain't it. They're not happy. They miss the whole picture of life.
Ooh, see? And that's a shame that
people
miss that.
I can't stand lies. I wish I could walk up to the last man that I knew that I was around and look at him and him admit to me how much of a lying, deceitful person he was. But you know what? I am so much better than that, and I know that. And I will stand and still to this day with a smile on my face because I know that I am worthy a lot more than that man will ever be able to give me until he finds himself. And then by then, I can't say that was God's plan. But you know what? We each and every person that's in our lives, we all learn something.
You're right about that, Melissa. And the thing is when you get with a deceitful person. Here's my thing. I never understood. And I guess for me, if I'm gonna be with somebody, I know you don't expect me to be lying to you or doing things behind your back and being dishonest. So guess what? Same thing from you. I don't want you lying. I don't want you doing stuff behind my back. I don't want you cheating on me. But here's my thing. If you decide to cheat on me, here's my thing. For you leave. Because I don't want to be dealing with nobody that ain't trying to be about Miss Cassie. And that's just for, you know, that's just for me, you know, Melissa. You know, I don't know how Miss Jenna will feel, but that's just for me. I don't want you around me if you going to lie. A liar can get you killed. A liar can cause you to lose your job. A liar can cause you to lose a whole lot of stuff. A liar can lie so good.
How do you feel about that?
You know what? A liar can lie so good and make you think that everything
yep.
is peachy keen to the point that it's almost unreal. And here's the cliffhanger for it. Being
that's
a professional. You already know they lying because you know stuff ain't right. I be seeing these
right.
shows where somebody done been with this person for, what, 15 years. How the hell you didn't know he was a con artist and he spending up all your damn money? Didn't he tell you that he was rich? So why is he spending all your damn 401k money?
Amen.
People be knowing stuff ain't right, and they keep doing it. Well, you know, he said he going to pay it back. Wait a minute. If you a millionaire and you buying this, I don't need you to be asking me to buy you no damn Maserati when you got the money for it like you said you got it.
Kathy, though, with all kinds of is they all run to their mind. If people would follow their hearts, they would have less drama. Because the
true.
Signs are all there. The lies are all there. But people keep trying to hide it like it's not there.
Oh, my. Well, here's the thing. I think what happens when people are dealing with deceitful people and they don't let them go, they just keep dealing with them. People are lonely.
If they get attached
people,
to them, they get comfortable.
People are lonely and they want somebody to love them. And,
yep.
and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with this. You want to want somebody to love you. You want somebody around you that's going to love you and be there for you. But
it'll never be
true
love, though, until you love yourself.
That's right. And what happens, though, people that are in that lying and deceitful range, they prey on people like that. They prey on people
yep.
like that.
And it's because they actually see the good in them and they want to be like them, but they don't even know how to get out of their lying, deceitful ways because that's all
exactly.
they've ever lived.
And I look at a lot like social media. You know, a couple years ago it was, you know, I lost my relationship because my person was on Facebook. No, Facebook don't cause you to mess up your relationship.
Right.
Social media don't cause you to mess up your relationship. It was already something going on. It was a trust factor. You know.
Well, I just caused your attention probably there.
Right. It was already there. The problem is that once they got on social media, you started going in behind them and checking to see what they were doing because of your insecurities, because you knew something wasn't right. And here's my thing. It's a two-sided blade to this. If he or she is on social media doing some bullshit, address it and move the hell on. They keep doing it. Your ass got to go. Matter of fact, with me, you might do it that one time, but you'll never do it again with me. You will be somewhere else doing it with somebody because I'm going to cut you. I don't need you to be on social media and you cheating over here. And the thing is, taking phone numbers. I think that when people are on social media, whether you're a husband and wife, whether you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever the case may be, there's nothing wrong with clicking on a picture of somebody looking nice, especially if they're friends on your page. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong, but you don't need to take it to another level. If you're a married man or married, well, it's okay to say it's a very, very nice picture, but don't jump in my inbox and be trying to haul. And sadly, there are married men on Facebook. They won't comment on your picture, especially one trying to be sneaky. They will come in your inbox. And if
mm-hmm.
you got any sense, you go look and see what they status is. Okay, it's Negro coming in my inbox. Okay,
mm-hmm.
let me shut this down. Now, if you're the type of woman that likes stuff like that, you ain't going to shut it down. Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shutting your shit down. You come in my inbox talking that crap. My page is a business page. I ain't out here looking for nobody. Period. Don't want to look for nobody. Too much crazy shit. I don't want to look for nobody. Don't come in my inbox talking that crap because it ain't even that kind of party. Don't even come at me that way. You know, and so and you just have to have some sense about what you're doing. You have to have accountability. Women, We have to have accountability for the things that we do on Facebook or on social media. Bottom line, you know, if you want to post a picture, you want to post a sexy picture, you by all means do it. Make it look nice. Don't have a background where you got all this stuff in your background looking damn toe up and you in your bathroom and people know you in your bathroom. Do it with some class. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with men. And I'm going to say this because social media is a big part of deceit and lies and stuff that people tell. You'd be surprised. You don't have to really get on social media and follow the trail. It's right there in your face. A female can get jealous because one guy is talking to you and y'all joking and ain't nothing going on. They can get jealous of you. And the next thing you know, she mad at that brother because she don't went into his inbox and cuss him out. He goes back, he's still talking to you on the posting that he dropped. Then she get mad and drop a bad picture of you of him and her in the bed just to get back at him and to let the woman know, this my bitch. Why do stupid stuff? Why? Why do you feel you, if people so busy running around hollering, I'm grown, I'm a grown-ass woman, I'm a grown-ass man, then why the lies and all of the damn deceitfulness with it? Why? Why lie? Why can't you just come out and say, you know what, this ain't working? Why?
Exactly.
Why? I don't understand. Look, you know, hey, you can't even pull off this shit no more talking about, well, I got drunk and stuff and you know, one thing led to, oh, hell no. I've seen some drunk-ass men and women try to come on to them, and they were like, uh-uh, I ain't trying to be with you.
And that man is truly happy.
Thank you. Okay? You make your own decisions.
Yep.
You put yourself in some decision and some mess that you ain't got to be putting yourself in. Women, we do it. Men, we do it. And the first thing we say, well, God did this to make me God don't play with mess when it comes down to people being in relationship. That ain't something he play with, and that ain't something he get into. You put yourself, you knew this fool wasn't right. But because he's fine, and he can get and he can give you a mean stroke down in the bed. You figure, well, I gotta keep him, you know. So I'm a fight with him. But you know he out here doing shit, and you know he lying, and he ain't gonna tell you the truth. You in bed sleeping, he on the cell phone texting. You at work, he come home early. He got some other female in y'all ready.
But you know what? The women are just as guilty, though, as the liar. Because
exactly.
They're staying there. You know, if you don't
exactly.
feel yourself worthy enough, you're going to stay in that situation. So either you're male or female and you're in this situation, you need to find yourself, be happy, and love yourself. Because otherwise, you're going to live a miserable effing life.
Say it, Melissa. Now, Penny is actually on here commenting. Now, some of the things that she says... Penny, you a hot mess. She said, he ain't paying his back. She said different facets of cheating. Emotional cheating is cheating. Yes, it is. It is cheating. You get that? It's so many different forms of cheating. My thing is just why you do it. I think, you know, you can flirt, but sometimes flirting can be overboard. There is a thing called cheating flirt. Ain't nobody, like, they don't know, they know what that means. Yeah. Well, oh, I was just cheating, and you're trying to be innocent. There's another thing where, I don't know if you heard of that or Miss Jenna may have heard of it, but how you have male friends on social media, and they know you ain't going to be doing a sexual thing, but they decide they want to make a room because they talk to these ladies every day. So by him making that room, and you all go into that room, that gives him, and you just gave him a Discover card on credit.
Open access.
Right. Just say, oh, yeah, I want to F you. I want to, do this. I want to put my thing. You and then other women are responding back, going, "Oh yeah, baby, do it." But you just gave him an open carte blanche, the keys and everything to open up that particular subject. Why, ladies? He's trying to get whoever he can try to get if he can. That's a little rough. You ain't got to be so deceived. Deceitful will kill you. Deceitful will get you killed. Yeah, that's crazy, but you know what? It has happened. I'm going to tell you why I know for a fact it has happened. Because one of my friends, who is no longer one of my friends on Facebook anymore, tried it. Now, granted, all the stuff the females were saying up in the room, he couldn't have handled it no damn way. Okay. But he was trying to talk a good game. All right. So, but he couldn't, you know. He put it out there like he had a gold penis, okay? But, you know, no. See, I knew he was nothing but bullshit talking, but anyway. But men do that. Men do that. And it's deceitful. And it's not, deceitful doesn't come in the forms of always cheating. You also have people deceiving people just for the petty thing. Like y'all live together. You get him responsibility of a gas bill. And you come in one day, baby, you pay the gas bill? Yeah, I paid it. 2 days later, you in the car, you look up, you know, guys have to put their little bills on over the dash. By some visor, you dropped the some visor down, there's a damn bill. Well, I thought you paid for it. I did. No, you didn't.
It comes down to the pride. People don't want to put their pride to the side. It could be millions of reasons. You know, people lie about the stupidest things, but it comes down to is their pride.
There's just no reason to do it. And the sad thing about it, when you talk about deceitfulness and all this crazy stuff, people kill to keep alive. People will kill you to keep alive. That's, to me, that's just so blown out of proportion, but people do it. People die over a lie. Don't want to go to prison. Well, you should have never did it. You should have never thought you could do this. And then blame somebody else for it or lie for it. So deceitfulness comes in different forms. Not just when you're dealing with somebody that's cheating in a relationship, but it comes in different forms as far as it could be somebody being deceitful on your job. Then your best friend could be deceitful towards you, doing some things that they should not be doing, and call themselves later on if once they get found out. Well, I loved you. I was trying to help you because you my friend. You ain't my friend if you deceiving me. When the hell did you become my damn friend? That ain't how that's supposed to go. That's just not cool. I don't know what it is, but folks.
Kathy, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, when you meet just anyone, you know, in life, you know, it comes down to people use every person in
right.
the beginning
exactly.
of a relationship, no matter what it is. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people just don't take the time to realize why or what reasoning that person is in their life. And if they were, then the lies, the using, all that would never have been there.
Exactly.
But they.
But you know what? That says a lot about a person.
Use people for their needs, may it be for sexual, for physical, for financial, for you know, inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, they are using them because they are not happy with themselves.
Mm.
So they try to put in everything that they wish they could have in all the people around them, but still ending up miserable as fuck. Use my French.
I don't understand why. you would want to. I just think, to me, that's just a sign of a person that's not happy.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that everything's going to be peachy clean all the time. But, excuse me, why put yourself in a predicament where you're going to lie? Okay, when you tell one lie, then you got to figure out how to take care of that lie. Because you ain't going to tell the same, you ain't going to tell that story the same way you told the first time. See, when you tell the truth about something, it's going to stay the same. 10 years ago, 20 years later, it's going to be the same thing. Okay? But when you tell a lie, there's going to be variations of the lie. You're going to leave something out. You're going to add something in. You know? You're going to never remember the whole story. Exactly. You're going to do some things. You're going to doctor up some documents, whatever the case may be, that try to keep yourself out of trouble and make it seem like you're the one telling the truth. There's so many people right now in the world, right now, lying about the jobs. Why lie on a job application? If you can't do that job, now here's my thing. Don't get me wrong. At least, if you're going to go for a job that you really want, maybe that job says, and some people are famous for this, maybe that job says you need to have a bachelor's degree in so-and-so. There have been many people who have lied and said they went to school, knowing good and damn well they didn't go to school. Now, here's the thing. Some people have gotten away with it. And then if HR starts doing an audit, you can sometimes lose your job behind that. I knew someone who worked up on the Hill. So at one point in life, I was working for Library of Congress, working up on the Hill. And although the job did not require a high school diploma, well, I wouldn't say high school diploma, but it didn't require that person to have a college background. She just needed the experience, okay? And she had the experience, so that's not even an issue. She had the experience, but she was going for another job. So they had to pull and kind of find out because of a technicality. They got her on, hey, you lied about saying you went to college. That caused her to lose a job. Or if you go on application and say, well, you know, I've never been in trouble before. Do you not understand that they're going to go back and check that? A lie is just what it is. It's a lie. A lie can change people's lives for the worse. Because you can go and lie and get all these wonderful things, but down the line, what comes around goes around. That lie is going to come back to bite you in your ass. Then what you going to do? What you going to do?
Bend over and take it, because that's all they can do.
You know, I just don't understand. I can't, you know, fathom why you would want to lie. And here's something. When you're grown, why are you telling lies anyway? You ain't got to tell nobody nothing. You don't want somebody to know your business. You ain't got to tell it. But what people do, they tell it anyway. And sometimes it's a lie. You don't want somebody to know something, just don't tell them. I don't feel like talking about it. I don't think it's a play. I don't think you're the right person I need to be telling that type of information to. That's all you got to say. Instead of, you know what happened. Well, no, me and my husband, we're not having issues no good and damn well. Y'all having some issues. Well, we're not about to lose our home. See, you out here, you putting on this front that y'all got it like that. Well, maybe at one time, y'all had it like that. You was hollering, oh, Lord, please give me a nice house or do this. And then he bless you with one, and then you get into a situation where you can't afford this house. So now all these people that you've been trying to put a front on, you don't want to tell the truth, and they can see something ain't right. Guess what? The same people that you put in the front on for, they going through some stuff too. Okay? So why lie? Just go ahead and downsize. I'm gonna tell you in a minute. You know, girl, if I'm gonna tell you something, and I'm going through something, and you or somebody that I know real well, yeah, we having problems. We, you know, we about to lose our home. We gonna have to downsize. So guess what? If you think that person ain't going through some stuff, wake up. Everybody going through something.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta be truthful about what you do. You know what I'm saying? If you truthful about what you do, other doors will open up. Just because you lost that place don't mean you can't get a nothing. I don't know. Y'all be out there, you know, I don't know. Y'all running to people that's going to tell y'all lies all day long for what? Oh, yeah, you know, I got this and I do. Okay. Why are you offering people lies? That's what pisses me off. When you don't have to, if I didn't ask you something, why are you giving me a lie to ask for? Like, I really didn't ask you for that lie. You just came out and told it. Y'all got some people like that. I got a cousin like that. She ran her whole damn resume to me. And none of what she said was true. Not a bit of it. You ain't seen me in over 20 years. All of a sudden, you just come out and go, boom, 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 I got this, I'm doing this, and I'm going, okay. And I got to ask for that information. We got them. We got them. I'm going to put a person out there like this, but yeah, they were like rattling for about 15 minutes. Oh, I do this, and I own this, and I own that, and girl, I'm doing this, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, all she had to do is say hello. I ain't asking for no resume. We're not in the same field. So why she tell me? Okay. And everything was a lie.
Kathy, next time she does that, just say, okay, you're the author. That will blow their mind, but really, you know what? Everybody's their own author. Depends on the story you want to tell.
I'm scared of people who tell lies. You know why?
You know what? They'll look at them and smile. Honestly, just look at them and smile, and they're going to be like, whoa.
I don't even want to smile at them. I'm going to tell you why, Melissa and Miss Jenna, I don't want to smile at them. You could be somewhere minding your business. This is what a liar do to you. You could be somewhere minding your business. All of a sudden, somebody come up to you and be like, hey. And you going, who is this person? Now, I'm going to tell you a real experience, y'all. I'm going to give y'all a real experience. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio, everybody on Facebook, I'm going to give y'all a true story. True story, Melissa and Miss Jenna. True story. I used to have an account on Tag. I think it's still there, but I don't even use it. But one of my friends says, hey, Cassie, how you doing? I said, fine. He says, you got two accounts on Tag. I said, huh? He said, yeah, you got two accounts. I said, no, I don't. He said, yes, you do. I said, no, I don't. He said, Cassie, yes, you do. And I said, how is that? He said, because I befriended you. I said, okay. He said, look, go to my friends list and you will see it. I said, what's the profile picture? He said, you got a two-piece bathing suit on, laying up on some rocks. So I know that's my picture. So I go to this page. That ain't my page. It is a woman who has taken about 8 of my pictures from my page and put them on her page. She got one as a profile picture, and she's claiming to be me. That's why my friend was like, hey, you got two pages. No, I ain't got no two pages. Then I'm out
Kathy, I got the same exact thing done, and I went to that page that was supposedly me and made a big post. And
well,
they shut
I
the page down.
I reported the person because here's the thing. On my profile, and people, this is what y'all got to really be careful about when you're on tag or stop. You know, guys are famous for this. So where are you from? Now here's the thing. Back in the day, you could say, oh, I live in so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? But today, you can't do that. Because someone's, oh, well, we can meet. No, hell no, we meet no damn where. Because people be dying these days. You don't come back from a date these days, okay? You don't come back from a booty call. Right, you don't come back. And being that that profile was made up and she done told these guys, because the comments on the pictures was crazy, and she was commenting back to them, like, hey, baby, blah, 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 blah. But now if you come on my page, you don't see me commenting back to men like that. No. Okay? So I'm out with a couple of my girlfriends and some friends, and we're shopping. And a guy rolled up on me. Hi, Cassie, you're on my page. We were talking the other night. We need to go ahead and get together. Ooh, whoa, dude, whoa. This guy was getting ready to cuss me out, okay? Because I'm telling him that's not me, that's somebody else. They stole my pictures from my page. I had to literally, thank God for technology, I had to literally go through and pull up my tag page and then go through my friend's page just to get to the so-called fake page. And when he saw that, he was like, he apologized. But it was like, if I wouldn't have had my friends around me or with me, that might have been a different situation. That might have been a different situation. Now, I'm saying I can't handle myself because I will whoop your ass. But I ain't like I can't handle myself. I ain't, hands and stuff ain't registered for nothing. And I ain't licensed to carry stuff. But that could have been a different situation for a sister. People lying, getting on social media and saying you somebody when you ain't. I just had people come on my page and, because they, you know, never seen me live. Some people have seen me host and do stuff or whatever, but, you know, a lot of them haven't seen me live. And when they see pictures, oh, okay, are you real? And so now we got, you know, Facebook Live, or they see the videos. They still don't know if you're real or not when we post the videos, but now we got Facebook Live. Y'all see me live all day. It's me all day. Okay. So that's a different way of deceiving, but that puts you in a lot of danger. So I'm scared of people that tell lies because you can get somebody killed, beat up, robbed, mistaken identity. Not cool. Uh-uh. Not cool. That ain't how you supposed to roll. I don't know, Miss Jenna, you know, I would not want to lie to Miss Jenna about that because she might knock your ass out. Just be grown about it and just tell the truth. And I'm with Penny on that. Never sell yourself short.
Exactly, Miss Cassie. It's just a lot of not just men but female out here, women, shall I say, that are have placing themselves on a discount rack because it's like they feel that they have this just because they have this one particular gentleman that they're dealing with, that it's a they found a gold mine, like there's nobody else out there, and it's something that they have to continue, that they have to hold on to. You know, give yourself a better price tag, you know, get yourself off the clearance rack. And go on the sales and go, you know, get off the sales rack and give yourself a higher price tag. Know your value, just like Melissa was saying. It's all about self. You have to know your self-worth. And if you don't know your self-worth.
Because you're never going to be able to control everyone in the world and every lie that comes at us. But if you know you're worthy, then it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You'll get the right people in your life.
Yeah, it's a shame, but it's just crazy that there are so many lonely people out here. So
It's their loss.
It's almost
they're
like they
so
cater
lost.
To the deceitful. They cater to the lie. They want somebody to say, well, you know, I love you. And can't no man walk
they
up to me and
know
tell
what
me something.
Love word means.
Right. You can't no man walk up to me and tell me some bullshit talking about, you know, I love you and this is my first time, you know, getting a chance to see you in person and I'm just, you know what, see, you stay over there because I'm about to knock your ass out for coming to be talking to me like you crazy. But you, but see, the thing is, you got women who would take that and run with it, you know?
And those
because
the
they're lonely, they wanted somebody. They want somebody. Yep. So we got to be held accountable for the things that we do, for the things that we say, our actions, all of that, you know. And you just can't always be in that deceitful mode. And you can't lie. I hear it again. You grown, why you lying? If grown-ups lie, guess what? Your children going to lie. Okay? And it happens. You know, if you don't do stuff right. You know, my oldest son would lie when he was young. you know what? He used to tell the truth like nothing. I remember the day that he told his first lie to me. He was 5 years old. And I actually stood there and I looked at him. I said, because he's not a good liar. He's not a good liar. I just looked at him. You know, my youngest one won't lie. Look, if they get in trouble, oh, well, so be it. He ain't lying about Jack, okay? You know, our kids watch us, you know what I'm saying? And then when they're out in public, they pick up things from other adults. You know, how you treat your relationship with your wife or your husband, your children see that. And that gives it, if you got a man who cheat on you all the time, guess what? And you got boys, they watching that. They think that's how that's supposed to be. If you don't talk to them and you don't tell them nothing and you don't let them know, that's not how that's supposed to go. You know, you're supposed to beat on a woman. You're supposed to do, no, that ain't how that's supposed to go. And for our ladies, I'm going to say this. Now, Miss Jenna, Melissa, Kenny, some people going to get mad, but I'm going to say it anyway, because it is a lie. Explain to me, ladies, and men if you want to chime in, why do females, you're dating this man, and this man is coming to your house and sleeping in your bed, and your children are calling him Uncle Bob, Uncle Jack, Uncle Johnny. How the hell did he become your damn uncle? How did he become your children's uncle and you sleeping with him? Ain't that incest?
That's incest all day long, Bob.
I'm just saying. I know people like that. Oh, Uncle So-and-so. What you mean, Uncle So-and-so? He's been sleeping with your mama. See, uncles go into a different bedroom. They don't go in the same bedroom as your mama. Wait a minute. But I know people like that. They can't even call them Uncle Bob, Uncle Billy. Wait a minute, but Uncle Billy sleeping with mom. That don't make no sense. And children don't know no better, so they're going to tell what they see. You understand what I'm saying? They tell the truth. Well, Uncle so-and-so was sleeping on the same bed mama was. That's right, Kenny. Kenny said confusing the children. They are right.
Confusing the hell out of them.
This time, Uncle so-and-so. Hold up. Girlfriend, don't you date your brother? Okay. But you have sex with him, he coming to your house, and you holler, Uncle so-and-so. Okay. All right. That's wrong, ladies. That's wrong. That's wrong. And my thing is this. You know what y'all do, what y'all want to do in y'all relationships. But when you got young children, you need to be careful about who you bring around your children. And when
Amen.
You're older, when you're older, your kids are older, don't you get this game twisted, because teenagers can cop an attitude. Somebody come around their mama, somebody come around their daddy. Who this half of? Who this man? You think they can't catch an attitude? You better wake up. Maybe I don't know him, but I've seen him do it. Take copper ads. You be trying. What's wrong? Your child is this well behaved kid. All of a sudden, you bring this man around. Now he's freaking out. Now you apologizing for your son acting like a fool. You ready to cuss your son out? Don't cuss him out. Children know off the bat when something ain't right. And this man is trying to deceive. Now he knows the son or the daughter don't like him. Guess what? Now he want to bring you some toys. Now he want to order pizza. Now he want to be your best friend. Because, see, he deceiving you so he can get with your mama. Doing the same thing, trying to get with your daddy. Woo! I don't know what y'all going to do, but we got so much of deceitfulness going on now. This is why some of these kids turn out the way they turn. That's why some of these kids be cussing parents out. When you land up in here with Uncle Bob, I thought that was Uncle Bob. Come to find, that's your man. You know, if you do, some kids will tell you about yourself real quick, fast, in a hurry, and you ready to slap the crap out of them, but guess what? You ain't got no business putting your hands on them. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. You know, if you don't clean your closet out, we got skeletons. Clean your damn closet out, and you won't have all them damn skeletons. And you need to be honest with your children, because parents can be very deceitful with their kids. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Watch out, because here it comes. You a single mother. And you're paying for the cable bill. Cable bill goes in default. Now you're going to turn your cable off. Now you can't go back to the same cable company because you probably don't want all of them out. Comcast, Xfinity, or whoever, or Dish. What you going to do? Go get one of your children's name and pull up a social security number and put it in their name. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
A lot of people. That's wrong. People do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't mess up this child's credit before they can even think about spelling the word credit. But it's the truth. Am I lying?
No, you're really lying.
No,
you're not lying.
Penny said that's so wrong, but Penny is the truth. It's, I've seen people do it. They go from Comcast, the Xfinity, the Dish, okay. Direct TV. Now you can't get no credit. Now you can't tell on nothing next. But you need TV. This is the way the world is now. We need TV. It's not like it was when I was growing up. We didn't have to have no. Well, back then we had like the Dish, the big albums that you could play. But we didn't have to have that. But we still had TV, and we didn't have to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? And at 12 o'clock midnight, or sometimes 2 o'clock, your TV will go to all white fuzz. That means time you carry your ass to bed, because all the shows are going off. Ain't nothing else on, not even the damn news.
Exactly.
Okay? Oh, and I'm being honest, y'all. Everybody had a TV that had that UFU something channel on it, and you turned to a channel 20. Everybody had it. Okay, 12 o'clock midnight, shit go off. Now, you got to pay for stuff. You can watch TV all night long. But you paying for it. Basic case, you paying for it. That's right, UHF, that's it, Penny. Penny know what I'm talking about. Okay, and sometimes you couldn't get no other channel but that. That was the only channel that went out last. That was, yeah, she said using an antenna. Now, see? See, rabbit ears back in the day wasn't something new. That was something we needed. Okay? Mm-mm. Yes, you got mothers doing that, putting stuff in their kids' name and jacking their stuff up.
You know they've been doing that
for time one of that. Oh, gosh.
Well, Melissa has to run. She's got to go for an interview, but we really thank her for coming, and we hope she enjoys the rest of her birthday. Have a fabulous birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ladies. You guys were definitely, definitely an entertainment for my birthday. Thank you,
well,
Miss Cassie.
We're not there to have some cake with you, but maybe I'll drop a piece of cake on your page, honey.
There you go. All right, you guys have a fabulous night.
You
are.
Thank you, Melissa. You too, sweetheart. Happy birthday. Have a beautiful one.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye.
I'm just saying, Miss Jenna, back in the day, you didn't have to, we didn't pay for no TV.
No, it's crazy though, Miss Cassie. Like you said, after a certain hour, TV's going off.
Exactly. Now you can watch TV, lay down, watch TV, go to sleep, and wake back up and still on.
TV's still on.
And I remember back in the day, y'all remember when they had Exorcist, right? Okay. Now, I never watched The Exorcist all the way through, because when it got to the part where she, her head starts spinning around, that was it for me. I was scared then. And I'll tell you something, I was a teenager, and just like anybody, I had baby dolls. Let me tell you how I go to bed. Now, Miss Jenna, I know you ain't going to let me live it down, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I will put every doll I have in the bed with me, okay? And I'm in the center of the bed, okay? Now, mind you, I'm the longest thing in the bed, so I don't know why I thought them damn dolls were going to save me. But anyway, but I never watched it to the end, okay? But at 12 o'clock, I don't care what was on. You had the movie of the week. You had all these different types of shows that came on. 12 o'clock midnight, them TVs go off. The news, now you can watch news all night long. CNN, NBCN, all night long. You can watch news. You can do gospel all night long. You can watch porn. Who the hell watches porn all night long? But anyway, you can watch porn.
We're not going to say who the hell watching porn all night, because we know who watching porn all night, Miss Cassie.
Ooh, Miss. Don't tell nobody about that. But
I didn't say that. I was watching porn, but I'm just saying.
You got to pay for it. You got to pay for it.
They get it in their cable package.
Exactly. See, but deceitfulness is just deceitfulness. We just see it everywhere. You know, politically, politically, religion-wise, family, friends, your job. That's crazy. I don't know why even people even think about being deceitful. But like I said, if y'all want to join this conversation, I see Penny just talking up on there. Make sure y'all dial 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into the caller queue. Let me give you that number again, 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into the caller queue if you want to join this conversation. You may have an opinion about our tonight's topic. But like I said, lies and deceitfulness, it goes so far. It's just like, it's in everything, you know. It's in everything. It's just not only cheating, but it's in people's their lives, period. On the job, with your kids. Somebody somewhere doing something, telling a lie. Look how many people, they kill somebody. And these people that killed somebody, they be out for 20 years. The case don't went cold. Now by the time you do find the right person and figure out that person was lying 20 years ago, they old as hell now. Now you want to put their ass in jail. Well, they should go. But just think if they would have told the truth, then these families or people who have been murder victims or whatever the case may be would have not have to suffer all of that madness, the hurt and the pain and all that. They wouldn't have to suffer like that. So it's just deceitfulness all the way around. Here's the thing, Miss Jenna. How do we leave that section when you are dealing with someone in your life? How do you overcome that and then go back to trusting them? What steps should we take?
Quiet again, y'all.
It's really
that caught in the throat.
It's really not even a factor of trusting anymore, because you know the trust has really been lost.
True. But you gotta work at it. I mean, that's why the counselors are here. You know, if you're in a relationship, especially a marriage relationship, that's why you have counselors, and that's why, you know, you try to find some common ground. And even if you can't go back in a relationship, you can at least part ways amicably. Especially if you have children involved.
Right.
Yeah. It's a topic that has a broad range of so many avenues that people can take to be deceitful and tell lies about. You know, it goes from the so-called little white lies to the big lies. You know, you tell these lies and then you move up. That's a little great. It is what it is. It is what it is. And it's also a subject that we need to explore a little bit more. You know, we want people to come in and give their opinions and talk about it, because everybody has dealt with somebody who was deceitful towards them, who lied on them. Some of us has told some lies on us, lies too. Don't leave ourselves out. Whether you was a little girl and you knew you about to get your tail tore up because you did something you had no business doing, or you went somewhere you had no business going, you don't lie to your mama that I didn't go there. Okay? You know.
It's just crazy. It's crazy, Miss Cassie, because, you know, a lie is a lie. And, you know, you can never cover that. You can never come back from that.
No, you can't. But the thing is, you may can't overcome it, but you have to move past it. And that's the thing. You got to learn how to move past it. You got to be able to forgive yourself, first of all. Forgive yourself so that you can forgive that other person for yourself, so you can move on. You got to do it. If you don't do it, it's going to be something that's in the past that's going to hinder you from doing something great in the present. We don't want that. So we don't want that. And I know you don't want that. So we got to talk more on this subject, because I think it's very important that we bring this type of topic to our listening audience so they can we can have a discussion. Everything starts with discussion. You know, and then we come with ideas on how to resolve and how to move to the next level. You know, so it's something that we have to keep talking about and discussing. So, but anyway, folks, our time is winding down on a Monday night. And, of course, it's the beginning of the week. And so, of course, we got to make it do what it do. That's just all it is. We got to make it do what it do. And, of course, we hope every one of you had a wonderful Mother's Day. We hope you spent time with your moms if they're here. We hope, you know what, I want to give your mom flowers while she's here. So she don't know anything about them flowers and you put them on her grave, okay? It's wonderful and it's beautiful. But give her flowers while she's here. And we hope that you all really, really had a wonderful weekend. But like I said, it's Monday night, folks, and we getting ready to make it do what it do. So we hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday and Wednesday, at least until we get back in here on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Same place, 9 o'clock, same bad time, same bad channel, I'm just saying, okay? And hang out with us again, and we're going to bring you something a little bit more smoking hot. Who knows? We may pull something out of Pandora's box on y'all. I don't know. But anyway, thank you all for tuning in to Ladies Tell All, folks. All my people on Facebook Live, thank you all for tuning in to us. Trust me, you can share this broadcast if you like. It's going to be here. This is Facebook Live, so it is always here. I'll also put the link out so you can actually go to the website and just listen to the show if you like. But anyway, we appreciate you for coming in and tuning in with us. All our Blog Talk listeners, thank you for tuning in to our show every Monday nights at 8:30 and Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. We appreciate you and we love you. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So with that being said, Ms. Jenna, I know you got something good for us, and then we can roll it up out of here. So, Ms. Jenna, what you got good?
Yeah, this is the beginning of the week, Ms. Cassie. So, you know, hopefully everybody had, like you said, hopefully everybody had a wonderful weekend. You know, you only have one mother, one father. Cherish them as much as you can. But just to start off our week, dreams aren't what you leave behind when morning comes. They're the stuff that fill your every living moment. So dream big.
I like that she said dream big, okay? So y'all need to dream big. And remember, folks, yes, my birthday was Saturday, May 7th. So from May 7th until September 30th, I am still celebrating my birthday. So if you decide to drop a birthday wish on my page, you are not late. So don't say happy belated birthday. Just say happy birthday, Cassie. It is all good. All right. With that being said, this is your girl, Miss Cassie, and my partner in crime, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop, Miss Jenna, out in the ATL. We appreciate you all coming to our show tonight. We had a blast. And thank you, Melissa, for chiming in, baby girl. All my people on Facebook Live, I appreciate you. Everybody, we appreciate you. We'll see you again here on Thursday night at 9 o'clock sharp. That's Eastern time, okay? All right, folks, we out. Peace.
Deuces.
Keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. You were there for me to love and care for me. Those guys were great. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know, loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Always got for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. Many companies tell me I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh,
mama, mama.
From the stars.
food to my soul.